We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Bruce Levine is the Scorer's baseball expert. Bruce, how are you?
Morning, Bruce.
I'm doing great, guys. Better than the Chicago teams yesterday. Not a good day for Chicago hitters or base runners, pitchers. Just a difficult Chicago baseball day. Where would you like to start?
Well, let's start with the Cubs. And I want to ask specifically about this idea that they've been a better team in the second half than in the first half since Joe showed up. And I mean significantly better. I think they won 50 of the 97 games in the second half in 2015. They went from 602 in the first half to 685 after the break. His second year, 489 in the hangover year to 662. And here they are. They were, 55-38 at the break, and they've been 11-10 since then. So we're trying to figure out if they have to go 33-15 the rest of the way just to be better in the second half than the first half. Is that of any importance? Should we care?
Yeah, I think so. And especially the way the Brewers play and the way the Cardinals and Pirates refuse to die out there. They have a lot of games left in the division. Coming up here, the Cubs are going to be playing Washington, followed by Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. So this next 10 days, could determine an awful lot. Are they going to stay around the 500 record, Mike, as you pointed out, that they've been since the All-Star break? Last year, we pointed out 13-4 from the All-Star break and stepping on the accelerator all the way to the end, wiping out the Brewers and the Pirates that last week of the season, where I think they took 6 out of 8 between the two of them. So from that perspective, I think it's going to be a lot of the work in the division here. And coming up quickly, I think you're going to know the answer as to whether the Cubs have it within them to separate them from that division, or as most think, it's going to be a dogfight right to the end. And regardless of whether they win 92 or 93 games, someone else in that division might be right there.
Bruce, why didn't Ricky Renteria bring in Matt Davidson to face Giancarlo Stanton with the bases loaded yesterday?
I know, he should have. Actually, he should have started Davidson.
Yeah,
in that
no
game.
Kidding. Well, Giolito,
I know you kid about it, but I talked to Davidson at length yesterday, and here's a little bit of news. He's going to go. He lives in Glendale, Arizona, not too far from the White Sox complex. Mm-hmm. He's actually going to talk to Rick Hahn after the season and ask if he can go to the complex and compete as a pitcher and a hitter for the White Sox next season.
You think that's feasible? Do you think that's realistic?
I talked to Don Cooper about it. I talked to James Shields about it. I talked to Hector Santiago. I'm going to write that story today on 670thescore.com. The
wow.
Idea that the first reaction from each was kind of a smile and a shrug. And then they all said that if Davidson works hard at it, he certainly has the stuff, that he could be somebody that could help out in the bullpen from time to time. None of them thought he could be a starting pitcher, but with the stuff that he already has and what they've seen, if he can get his body into pitching shape, and that's the key, because he was hurting for about a day and a half from his lat and his whole right side from extending out and pitching that inning. They think it can be done, and Matt thinks Matt has no illusions of being the next Babe Ruth. But what he did say was, I think I can be a credible pitcher to go in there late in games and save the team very often, maybe keep us competitive, but more importantly, have the manager being embarrassed by having to bring in a position player, more so a guy that's more competent.
Hmm. Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting to make that move at this point of his career. Bruce, last night, away from the baseball, there was a fascinating thing that happened in the Sox game. Umpire Bruce Dreckman had a moth fly into his ear, and then they had to remove the moth. Have you ever seen anything like it?
No, I never have, but it was done so artfully. It was done perfectly.
Quickly, too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You keep watching enough baseball games, you're going to see a lot of things besides a bad base running and people not being able to hit in situations, you know, once, twice, three times in a game. But, I think that's the fun and the pace of baseball is you see guys all over the place just standing around for a lot of the game and kind of life happens to them as they're playing baseball in front of 40,000 people. And, not in the case at the guaranteed rate, but at a lot of places, and on TV. And you see these human moments. That's why I have so much respect for the broadcasters in our town and everywhere else, where they have to kill time, be entertaining at the same time for 2 or 3 hours. In the case of the White Sox,
or longer.
You should get a medal at the end of the year for broadcasting those games and trying to keep those entertaining.
Are we sure Angel Hernandez didn't have a moth in his ear the other day?
I guess everybody got over that. Sully had the little scoop the other day that Angel apologized. I thought that was a really, significant thing that the umpire manned up and decided that he would admit that he was wrong. He didn't want to further that as other reporters like myself came to talk to him about it. He just said, let it stand for what it was. I'm a human being. I make a mistake. But, these are the things in baseball that you get to see. You get involved with these. How many NFL officials or NBA officials you get involved with and what they did in a game? I mean, it's rarely happens. You rarely know the personality or, the texture of what they are as individual referees or umpires. So the game itself is so much different, and it lends itself to that personal thing that sometimes people don't want you to know about.
When are they bringing up somebody that I want to watch on the White Sox? And when are they going to take the bat away from somebody I don't want to see strike out anymore for the White Sox? I don't know. You tell me, Bruce.
You know what? I talked to Gleyber Torres about his former teammate with the Cubs. They played together in the lower minor leagues with the Cubs a few years ago. And he said that he thought Jimenez was, pretty progressed, not only as a baseball player but as a person, that he's going to add an awful lot and that he's going to dominate. He said he dominated at every level in the minor leagues, and he thinks he's going to dominate major league pitching as well. So, we're all clamoring for it, and the White Sox have their reason, whether it's service time or they want him to complete the defensive part of his game. Whatever it is, every time he hits a home run, it gets worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, no kidding. Bruce, we had a question at the 5 at 5. Curious what you think. Do you trust Jose Quintana heading into September?
I trust him to be who he is. And who I think he is he's a tad better than a 500 pitcher. He's prone to having bad innings that kind of skew his games, and he can throw a very good game for you, or it can be an average to below average. He is what he is. He's a 3-4, okay? On certain days, he pitches like a 3, and he's very good, and he helps you win a game. Other days, he's a 4, and, it's questionable what he gets. So whatever it is, he's an important pitcher for that team. If Hamels is a better pitcher at the end and you only are going to start 3 pitchers in a series, I would say there's a good chance Hamels pitches before Quintana does.
All righty, Bruce. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Bruce.
A joy.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Take care.
That is Bruce Levine. He is the Scores baseball expert.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.